You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
You're beautiful and you don't need done.
We need to talk about like my whole filler Botox situation.
Do we really want to start there?
Yes, we do. What did you honestly think when you saw me? Give me like honest.
Well, it was day, what, three that you finally took off a mask?
Riley gave up caffeine.
Going strong too.
I don't understand it.
There's no reason. Let's see. Are you ready?
You know, you're Orange so County, annoying.
I'm like,
he likes a zip code.
Well, no, not just a zip code, because it's not the zip code. It's just area code.
Why am I stuck in this idea of like a crop top and a booty shorts? Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. I have a fun show for you. We are about to board our flight in the next few hours. And so I thought, why not have Riley on the show? And we can sort of debrief on the past few weeks, on my whole filler situation in my face, the psychic. Like, there's a lot that I feel like we haven't gotten Riley's side of the coin on. So I'm going to have him on. We're also going to talk a little bit about our trip and what we have planned. So it's going to be a really fun show. Thank you guys all so much for tuning in every week. I love you all so much and enjoy the show. Hello, handsome fiancé of mine.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like you haven't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, it's, you know, you don't always want me on here. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
That's not true. You're very busy.
That might be true.
Yes. So we're sitting on our bed. It is about 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and we leave for Paris tomorrow in less than 24 hours, and all of our shit is all over the floor. And you originally told me that I could not do I couldn't check in a bag and that I had to do a carry-on because we were going to...
There's a lot of moving parts.
I know.
So there's a lot of flights to trains to cars to flights to trains back to trains to cars. So it just is easier and more efficient with no carry-on.
You mean with just a carry-on?
Just carry-on, yes.
I know. And I hear you, because we were going to rent a car from... So we'll give you a little update on what's happening with Paris. How about that? Since we're literally in the midst of all of it. So, I mean, would you like to tell them why we're going back? I mean, I think they all kind of know, but...
I would love to.
Okay.
I mean... we are...
You don't have to whisper. Piper's like definitely sleeping. Right.
So we're headed back to do the third volume of My Champagne for Lido House and that custom blend. So we've lost 2 years. So it should be our fifth version. But
it's with Piper Heitzig.
Yes, with Piper Heitzig. So it's our... Should be our fifth version, but we're 2 years younger, so it's only our third version since we lost a couple years, people.
Yeah. So Riley blended his first one when we were dating, and that's really where our love story sort of took off. It was back in, what, 2018? 17?
That was in...
18, 19? Guys, I'm like the worst with dates.
17,
just kidding. Yep. So 2017, Riley goes out to Paris. We had only been dating a few months, and he was blending his first bottle of champagne with Piper Heitzig for Lido House, an exclusive bottle. And he's like, "You want to come out to Paris?" And I was like, yes.
I feel like that's some really solid dating advice to any guys listening. If you want to woo her, make your own champagne and get her ass to France.
Yeah.
Works every time.
That'll really solidify the deal. and it also wipe your bank account.
That too.
So anyhow, and that was the first, blend. Second blend. No, I lied. The first, second blend.
Because the second blend was when Piper was in your belly.
Yes. I found out I was pregnant and then he was literally about to take off. And that's that story, which you guys have probably heard many times. But for anyone new here, we have a very long history with Piper and France and our love story and our daughter Piper and all of that. So anyhow, we are now doing the third volume and I am tagging along and I'm just going to tag along because, you know, I'm going to call myself a content creator and that's my excuse. That's my write-off, guys. So we are going tomorrow for an entire week and we are going to be joined by my cousin, Sergio, or we call him Julian, and his girlfriend, Zianja. And so we're excited. We're going to basically land in Paris at, it's like an overnight flight. So we leave at 1:15, get there at what, 9:05?
9:05 on Thursday. Then we rush to the train station, get on a train to then rush in to Rennes, which is Reims.
In Champagne.
Yep. In the Champagne region. And then we rush from the train station to Ruinart. We're going to go do a tasting at Ruinart for the first time. Then run to check into the hotel really quick, freshen up, and then go to start the blending process and the vineyard site tours with Piper Heidzik.
So for anyone that has not done, because I really, so if you guys haven't signed up for the newsletter, please do that because a lot of Riley's tips and tricks and his expertise is going to be sort of intertwined in that newsletter. But I really want to do just sort of like a good overview on places. I got so many messages today like, oh, I'm going there for my honeymoon or, oh, I'm planning a trip. I want to do all of like our favorite restaurants, hotels, places to visit, places to go, itineraries. Like I'll put our entire itinerary up if you guys just want to go and check it out and look at hotels and whatnot. Obviously, a few of the hotels were getting, you know, comped for certain things because it's technically for his work and whatnot. But I definitely want to put together something for you guys. And I want, obviously, Riley's going to help me with that. But
and it's a moving target still.
Our whole trip.
Our itinerary.
Oh, I know. Don't even get me started. That's like anxiety galore. But it'll be fine. Anyhow, so in the Champagne region, for people that have not been there, can they just call and make a reservation, or how does that work with like all of these higher end Champagne houses?
No, everything as far as I know is appointment only because you have, since it's such an old region, right? And it's been there for, they've been a premier winemaking destination for a lot longer than anything here in the US. It seems like everything is booked well in advance, right? Mm-hmm. Especially for a American traveler, unlike us, where we found out a month ago that we're going, right? Because it's like, oh, hey, this is the date, go.
Right.
Most people are booking a year in advance, yeah. 6 months in advance, right? So they're scheduling these in advance. So I know Sergio and Z, they're going to Veuve Clicquot, or Veuve Clicquot, and they made a reservation online. So, and that was
three weeks
in advance. Yeah. So, but the,
and I would also say if you have an American Express, if you call them, they can honestly get you dialed in with a lot of reservations and a lot of things. So I would try to use them as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Or if you're staying there, get your hotel concierge
are a huge help.
To get you dialed in there. Okay. Anyways, so going back, I just wanted to give a little tip as we go. So we're doing that the first day, and then second day is just full blown
Piper blending session.
And I'm going to be there with you the entire time.
Yes.
Am I going to be able to taste and blend with you?
No, Well, you can witness. Just kidding. Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
You know me. I can schmooze people. Yeah. I feel like I can get a seat at the table.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to schmooze me. This is my thing. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. I imagine my name's on the bottle. Hey, what? It could happen. What? Oh, he's mouthing something to me like, never, bitch.
I would never say that.
I know you wouldn't. So we're basically doing 2 days in Roms, whatever. 2 days there. And then we're going, so that's Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday morning, we'll take the train back to Paris. And then we'll have a full day in Paris, which we don't really know what we're doing yet. We have a few places that we love and then a few places that we want to try. There's like a really cool jazz bar that Riley's friend told you about.
A colleague.
Okay. And he said it was awesome. So we're going to go check it out. We're going to try a bunch of places and I'm going to tell you where to go, where not to go, etc. And we're staying at the Vendôme that night.
Yeah, the Westin Vendôme.
Westin Vendôme, which that's where we stayed last time. We loved it there. It's very central. It's next to the
Louvre.
Yep. And a bunch of like little shops and whatnot. So it's a pretty good spot. And the rate was amazing. Obviously it's a Marriott rate, but it was like $136 a night, which is sick, right?
Yeah. Perfect location.
Yeah. And then this is where it gets a little tricky. So originally we were going to go to the south of France because Riley was going to get us dialed in and it was going to be a whole experience. And then we started looking at the trains and it was like a 5-hour train ride or weird flight schedule. And so we were like, maybe we should just go to Bordeaux. Bordeaux is a 2-hour train ride from Paris to Bordeaux. And they just came out with, what was that they were building?
The Cité du Vin. So the City of Wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big museum. It's immersive. I mean, it's everything in the world wine. So it's not just Bordeaux, but they have like 14,000 bottle wine list. And
yeah, it's like full blown museum. Like
it's
there's
a museum.
There's like it. I think it really touches on all your five senses, right? There's like
The smell room, right?
Yes.
And you get to taste it, but then you get to see it. There's a soil composition room, right? Talking about the terroirs. There's label history experts.
You guys need to just Google it and look at it. It is so sick. And I don't know if we're going to go there anymore. So basically it was last night. So now it's 2 nights before and we are all on FaceTime and we're like, all right, what are we doing? Because if we're not going to go to the south of France, we gotta like figure out a plan. So we were originally way, way back. We're going to just rent a car, which is why I needed to just take on a carry-on because those European cars are very small. And we're going to rent a car and we were just going to drive to
Brussels and Antwerp.
Yes, that was the original plan.
That was like a 3-hour drive north.
Because my cousin really wanted to drink good beers. And so we were like, okay, that'll be fun. It'll be like a road trip and we'll rent a car and we'll drive. And then the whole South of France thing came up and then that was squashed. And then we decided Bordeaux because his girlfriend actually lived in Bordeaux and lived in France for, I think it was like 2 years or something. And so she was like, it's beautiful. And she's like, and we can just stay in Bordeaux and then we can do little mini day trips and go more coastal. And so we had a lot of fun ideas planned. And then this guy over here calls me and he's like, so, mind you, this is like 24 hours before the trip. And he's like, we may end up going to the south of France again because the VP and president of God knows where was like, I'm going to make it so epic for you guys. You just have to come. So that's where we're at. We're pretty much just waiting until actually tomorrow morning. So it'll be
for official confirmation it's going to be epic. And then we can book our flights.
From Paris to either south of France or keep our train and go to Bordeaux. So we will keep you guys posted on that. Anyhow, so we're going to be wherever we are for 2 days and then go back to Paris for the last day. And we still need to book our hotel for that night. We really are just like winging this whole thing.
You know, it's a busy life. It's a busy life.
Yeah. Imagine packing for that though. It's like, are you packing for south of France? Like, are you going just... Oh, fresh linens, or are you going you know, more Bordeaux-ish. I don't know. By the way, who the fuck knows? I only own like four dresses anyways. You, on the other hand, look very spiffy.
You know, that's what's nice about being a guy. You can just layer. You know, it's just layer here, layer there, you know.
We went shopping
It's wearing the same pants for 4 days. It's fine.
It's so true. You swap out a shirt and you look exactly. Like it's an entire different look. I will say we went shopping for him and myself, and Zara had some really cool things, some good staples. And then we went to Scotch and Soda, and they have some awesome fits. If your guy is like more on the slim... European, like Riley fits really good in like Ted Baker and Vince and like those type of brands. Scotch and Soda.
And Zara.
Very European. Very European. Although you have a really big ass and big thighs.
Very European. Just kidding.
Imagine if he said that to me. Like, honey, you fit in everything except your big ass and big thighs. Although, what do you mean?
No, you'd.
That's in now.
It is?
I don't know, yes. Actually. Do I not have a big... I don't have a big ass right now. It's very flat. Maybe big thighs, though.
Silly.
So, all right. So, that's happening. And then let's not even talk about the anxiety about leaving Piper.
No.
Because this is our longest trip without her. And granted, I trust his mom. I trust my mother. But it's just a lot of days. And she woke up today with a runny fucking nose. Like, sick. Yesterday she woke up with a runny nose.
Has molars.
Then we took her to the dentist today. She has no cavities, but she has two molars coming in, which is probably why. But still, it's just like really, and the day we're leaving. No, because your mom feels a little sick too.
I don't know if you had talked about the last time I left, right? Yeah. But I just was gone for 2 days. Just... two nights.
Yeah, and you went up to...
She would not FaceTime with me. I was in Paso Robles.
That's right.
And she would not FaceTime with me.
Yeah.
She was mean and sad. She was like, no, I don't want anything to do with Dad.
Yep.
Because he left me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home, and then she cried and didn't want me for 25 minutes.
Yep.
And...
because she was, like, pissed.
Yeah. She was very, very upset with me.
Yeah. And then finally, she broke down.
And then we've had a bond like nobody's business since I've been back. But this time, it's 7 days.
7 days is right.
And I don't know how that's all going to work.
I don't know. It freaks me out. But look, everyone does it.
Do they, though? No, just kidding.
Yes, parents do it.
Yeah. Piper can come with us for the rest of our life now. Get her passport.
I mean, I don't know about that.
We won't leave her alone. You know, she can just come with us.
It's going to suck. But like, you know, although you're very cute, he ordered this little whiteboard on Amazon to put on our fridge so that we could write everyone's numbers and write like emergency things. And I'm like, babe, you know that everyone has iPhones, right? Like I can just like send them contacts, but
there's
something, there's something about physically seeing it. I know, I get that.
No excuses here.
Yeah. We basically left like the closest hospital and her insurance information and
what to eat for breakfast and what to eat for lunch and what to eat for dinner.
We were that.
No big deal.
Not what to eat. They were just ideas.
They were guidelines.
They're just ideas.
Fruit, yogurt, and you know, whatever for breakfast.
I know. And then, you know, we'll send her our itinerary so she knows where we're at. But yeah, I think we're just a little nervous. And I'm sure by the time you have like 3 or 4 kids, you're just like, it's fine. Just send me one picture, you know, thumbs up that they're fine, but we're not there yet. So we're navigating through it, but it'll be okay. It'll be fun. I'm sure by day 2, we're going to be like, Piper, who? Who? Oh, we have a kid.
Huh. Yeah. Third glass of wine.
That's fine.
Where? Are we going home?
Exactly. Okay. So let's just like recap a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to talk about like my whole filler Botox situation.
Oof. Do we really want to start there?
Yes, we do. What did you honestly think when you saw me? Give me like honest.
Well, it was day 3 that you finally took off a mask?
Yes.
I thought she had COVID this whole time because she was walking around with a mask.
I had been telling him I want to get a little filler done. I want to get a little Botox. This guy works at Lido House. You know how many filler chicks he sees every day that look like cat women or like a cat woman? It's like they're not cute. So I think you've been traumatized with the Orange County women.
But you also know that, and I've said this and I'll continue saying it, you're beautiful and you don't need shit done.
And I appreciate that and I love you. But I will say, what happens when I don't feel like, when I feel like I need a little something?
Then like, where's you need to see somebody for that.
Shut up.
Because that sounds like, yeah, some
that sounds
serious,
like a you problem.
Exactly. That's a you problem, like, because I like looking at it. So I see you more than you see yourself in the mirror.
But how does that work? But what, like, where's the compromise, right? Like, what if you said, I only want you to have black hair? And I'm okay, like,
we'll
okay,
talk
but
about
I li-
the compromise. The
like,
compromise
I like highlights. Is, like, what happens there?
No, but here, we'll just go to the compromise.
Okay.
You go, you get filler, you have to wear a mask for 3 days because you got it botched for a second.
It was not botched.
And then it She's finally came down, and the swelling and the bruising, and then I could finally see it on day 3. I mean,
yeah, cause I
how
feel
ridiculous
like,
does that sound? Anybody? No, it's just me.
I'm sure men find it ridiculous. But then also, it's the same men that are like, oh yeah, she's hot. And it's like, yeah, because the bitch has filler and Botox and has everything fake. So it's like, you like it on her. You just don't like the process of seeing it. That's why I almost felt like if you didn't know I did it, right? Like, he's never going to know. Then I feel like I could have totally gotten away with it. And you would have never, you'd been like, huh, you look fresh. You know?
Oh, you're ridiculous.
But I fucking swelled and I had to tell you.
Yep.
I just didn't let you see it until day 3. And then it was still a little swollen. But it looks fine now, right?
Yeah, it looks fine now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's not
it
an issue.
Great before. See, fine to great. Fine, great
oh,
to fine.
Oh, you're such a dick.
Just kidding. Beautiful either way, babe.
I love you. And then Scott the Psychic.
Mm.
So what did you think?
You know, I'm a skeptical individual, so there was a lot of similarities. It was almost verbatim.
Oh, wait, you gotta give context though. So I aired the episode and Riley heard it, and then Riley got his own reading after like a week and a half, 2 weeks after that. And then that reading was, yeah, almost verbatim.
And at least half of it was 75% was verbatim, and you're like, nah, this guy just is regurgitating. Some other things were interesting that were plausible, I guess, but I'm not as in as everybody else. Everybody else is like, yes, this is me. I'm more like,
could not be
exactly.
Like, did you like not tell me something that he said?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that he said I need to play golf once a month because I'm work in a very stressful environment.
What a fucking liar.
No, I'm not kidding. I swear.
Let me, I want anything. That in writing, Scott.
No. Yeah. He said, it's something with a ball. He said, it's something with a ball.
You know what he told me? I need to get filler and Botox every 6 months.
Get out of here.
Because I'm going to feel so confident. See?
No.
Oh my God.
But babe, I'm not kidding. I'm honestly not kidding.
He said,
he's like, I picture you something with a ball. Do you like to play golf or is it baseball?
Well, fuck. And, it could be any goddamn
and I was like,
sport.
I was like, no, I was like, golf. And he was like, because hitting the ball, just being out there for a few hours, just is your like space of
Zen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like you go out there easy, you're not thinking about work.
Is it true?
It's the only, but I mean, love golf.
Wouldn't that be any man?
Yeah. See, you can be skeptical. That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, you live in Orange County. He knows I live in Orange County. And what other sport do we have in Orange County is a...
Although, I know some men that don't like golf.
Nah, they haven't drank enough.
Well,
it's a drinking sport, really. You know?
Yeah, no, it really is. That was fun when we went the one time. I will say, my dad got red, my mom got red, my sisters, everyone in my life got red, and everyone loved him. Truly. And every reading was very different. Anyway, I'm going to give him so much business. This guy, he's going to be living in a mansion.
Exactly.
First impressions are everything. So if you're looking to make an impact with your online content, you need Issue, the easiest way to make your creative ideas come to life and share everywhere you want to be seen. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and brochures and so much more. There's no need for endless scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your creative in an easy-to-view way on every device. So make it once and distribute it everywhere without reformatting. Your content is already optimized for engagement and it's ready to share. Issue also works seamlessly with tools you already use, like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premiere features that give a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code HUMBLE. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code HUMBLE at checkout for your free account. Or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code HUMBLE. Look, I may feel young now, but I've heard my mom complaining and I know what's coming for me once I hit 50 or older. And you know, I know that as we get older, we're more concerned about affordable healthcare, lower prescription costs, and protecting Social Security and Medicare. And AARP advocates for you and offers financial and job resources, fraud protection help, information on joining local volunteer groups, and so much more, because AARP knows that you have a lot of good years ahead. And AARP actually isn't just for old people. So I feel like we need to redefine what being old looks like. And it's about, you know, making sure we have all of our ducks in a row. And, you know, they have so many different like membership benefits at very little cost. And I feel like that's the way to go. So AARP members enjoy access to hundreds of benefits, discounts, and social programs. You get instant access to news and community events, financial planning, retirement, and Social Security resources, and so much more. I mean, I'm telling you guys, the benefits are endless. Try the benefits for yourself and go to aarp.org/humble to join for just $12 for your first year with automatic renewal. You'll get a second membership for free, plus AARP, the magazine, and a free gift. You don't want to miss it. That's aarp.org/humble. If I could tell you that playing a song is going to change your mood, or if I played something for you, it would give you sort of the same energized feeling as caffeine, would you believe me? Because literally at the tap of a button, you can feel relaxed and less stressed. You can feel happy or energized, like I just said. And honestly, I didn't believe it until I tried it. So Happy works by delivering signals to give you the same sensations as caffeine, alcohol, melatonin without any of the chemicals or side effects. Isn't this insane? So signals are basically a song only your body can hear. They're made by Happy to replicate the unique magnetic signatures of popular everyday ingredients. Just by switching the signal on your phone, you can change how you feel. And honestly, I love using signals to boost my energy, like drinking a cup of coffee, or increase my focus when I need to crank out some work. They even have signals for like getting deeper and more restful sleep. I know for me, I love this at night. I feel like that's when I really need to sort of feel more relaxed and sort of like debrief on my day. Like I just, at night for me, it has worked wonders. And I'm going to start trying it in the morning because I feel like I want to start getting more energized in the morning. But I feel like right now, the nighttime is a game changer. And Happy is backed by decades of research. Plus it has 365-day guarantee, so you can try it for a whole year. Happy is a publicly traded company on the Toronto Stock Exchange, symbol HAPB. So go give Happy a try, and you're going to love it as much as I do. I know it. Order today and you'll save 25% and get 30 days free access to all their signals. So take advantage of the 365-day guarantee today. Go to happy.com/humble. That's HAPBEE.com/humble to save 25% on your order. Happy.com/humble.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Okay, and of course we have to talk about the house. Babe, we're fucking homeowners.
And it is... I'm grateful we're here.
Yeah.
But man... I was over it.
That process.
I was over it.
My dad was like, how light do you feel? I'm like, yeah, my wallet feels light.
Amen.
More like Riley's rolling.
But amen.
So I was getting a few questions. I'm like, might as well just talk about it. So I don't know if we did talk about it the original time, but Riley's the one that got the loan on his own because his credit was fantastic. And mine's not terrible, but it was going to actually affect the interest rate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in like the 740s, whatever. Riley's in like the 800s. Oh, look at you, 800. and had a lot of cash in the bank. And I had cash, but my credit score wasn't as great. So he was able to get approved on his own. And then we were going to put me on the title of the house. So that's sort of the transaction of what we did. But yeah, so we ended up getting the freaking house from an Instagram DM.
How crazy.
How insane is that?
I mean, manifestation right there.
Was it? We'll call it manifestation. And we had the notary come over, signed all the papers. You gave your little fingerprint. How are you feeling?
Feeling good now.
Yeah.
I mean, the process sucked. The anxiety of do you have it? Do you not? Is the appraisal coming in? Is it not? Is the inspection coming in? Is it not? Like all those things.
Every day it's like.
Every day there's a new thing and a new piece of paper.
You need to sign now. You need to sign now. I'm like, what are we signing?
Such a rush to get everything done.
Yeah.
Because it's a hot market too. That, I mean, we closed from signing to close was 16 days.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah. It happened so fast.
I mean,
there was someone that messaged me on Instagram. And she was like, oh my gosh, this process has given me so much anxiety. They are asking, she presented them, like they got checks from their wedding from like different family members, right? You get money for your wedding. And they were asking for their bank account statements because they were using that as like a down, like for the deposit. And they're like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to ask my Aunt Titi for like her bank account statements just so I can use the check as a deposit. Isn't that insane?
I mean, it's insane right now.
Like, it's wild. Although I was talking to Kaylin, our realtor. And I was like, dare I ask you how the market is right now? I'm like, cause I like to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And so I was like, dare I ask you how the market is? I'm like, has it slowed down? She goes, it has slowed down a little bit. Instead of getting 25 offers, there's like 7 offers. But there's still like those cash heavy offers. So, and I was like, do you think we made the right decision with this house? She goes, I really do. I'm like, are you just saying that? She was like, no, I really do. I'm like, okay, good answer.
I mean, I believe in Orange County.
Yeah.
I've said that since day one, like when you've tried to throw out little nuggets. Well, if we can't get something here, in
Chino.
I know, but my sister lives in Chino. Yeah, it's Chino Hills. But still. But she lives in Chino Hills.
But I don't, you know.
Ugh, you're Orange so County, annoying.
I'm like,
he
yeah.
He likes a zip code.
Well, no, not just a zip code, because it's not the zip code. It's just the area code.
The area code.
Yeah, because Orange County is, there's mountains on one side, ocean on the other. You can't get any more houses in here. There's eventually a place where it will stop growing because it can't grow anymore. And
so you think for investment purposes, exactly. This is the best place to buy if we're able to buy. Yep. I hear you. And so we
that's
did. Why.
And that's, we. I stuck to my guns. And you stuck to your guns on just getting into a house. So
I did. So and this is just a little update from last week, but our landlord did extend our lease here. Not by much. Like 2 weeks. So the seller will be out June 1st. We gave them rent back until June 1st. And then we will be in, we have to be out of this house by June 10th. So we basically have 9 days. Because we want
to tear the house down and rebuild it.
To gut it. And redo the entire thing. Now, we are doing the master bathroom is painfully small. And painfully old. And so we are going to redo the master bathroom.
Painful is just such an interesting...
It's painfully small.
...term. Painful. Like, why is it painful? Like, because does it hurt going in it? Like,
yeah.
I mean...
It a little bit. For the price that we paid, a little bit. But we're going to make it beautiful. And there's hotels smaller than that. Or the same size. That I feel like... are still clean and modern and chic, and there's, you know, it feels like it's doable because it's just very small compared to at least what we have now, right?
Correct.
So we're gonna, oh, and I'm not sure we can really announce it yet, but we were approached to do a show.
Ooh.
Dun, no. Dun, dun, on HGTV. And
they're tearing down the house.
They're tearing down the house.
And rebuilding it in 10 days. It's called Flip or Flop.
And it's a flop. No. No, it's going to be on a show. And we're super excited. We were approached actually by our realtor. And if we film it, we can't film it until the sellers are out. So it'll be like June 2nd. And then we have like, what, 3 days of filming there. Now that brings us to June 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, June 5th. And now we only have, what, fucking 5 days to redo a bathroom? I have a lot of anxiety. And then they're going to come back and film it? Oh my God, I just can't handle it. I'm not sure I can handle that.
Babe, I hope you drink a lot of champagne on this trip so your anxiety really goes down because, you know.
The thing is, I think with men and women, I have anxiety now because I know what's going to happen. Your anxiety will kick in June 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 10th.
Yeah, when we're in it.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, I fucking told you. I already went through it. I processed it. Now I'm in it. I'm good. So we process differently.
So you're saying we're slow?
Men? Absolutely. Or your anxiety will hit after the fact.
Yeah.
Once the check comes in, or once the bill comes in.
That's true.
Yeah. Although, this is going to be my cost. So Riley pretty much forked up the money for the deposit of the home. And our negotiation was that I will pay for all of the fixing of the home. So the backyard, the bathrooms, any painting, blah, 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 blah. That'll be my duties.
The sauna.
And I'm in charge of that. Oh, a sauna.
That was the deal.
Mr. King Riley would like a sauna in his in his home.
I don't think I'm getting it right away.
I don't think you're getting it right away. I don't think so. And I'll keep up these Paris trips and we're definitely
getting it.
No, we're
Dang
not.
It. Well, I guess you're not coming next year.
The hell I am. Kidding. So yeah, so a lot of interesting, fun things happening, right?
Yeah, it's very busy.
And
I don't know if everybody else feels this way, but 2022 has been busy and then just celebrations. Because with your family, I feel like we're celebrating something every day just because we couldn't for the last 2 years.
No, I mean, we are together.
It's intensified for sure.
Yeah. I think we see my family, what, 3 to 4 times a week?
Yeah, right now.
Is that a lot for you?
For the last, yeah, month, it's been.
Although you're not there at every event.
No, I'm not. But I've been there a lot.
Riley likes to say he's very busy at work.
Very busy. Always very busy.
Big dinner. Big dinner.
Important.
Important dinners.
Exactly. Oh, important breakfast this
day. Important breakfast. Yes. Yeah, no one eats breakfast, honey. Sorry.
Very important people do.
No.
Yes.
Important people fast. They don't eat breakfast. And if they are, they're sitting there having coffee. They're not eating food.
I have to make a very important cup of coffee.
Riley gave up caffeine.
Going strong, too.
And why? I don't understand
it,
though.
There's no reason.
But, like, then why do that to yourself? You know what I mean?
But I didn't. There's no reason. I can't tell you.
And you feel fine?
Feel great.
You can't tell me that you have more energy now than you did before.
Yeah,
although a lot of people say that they do.
More sustained energy.
You don't crash.
Yeah, I don't need the naps that I normally used to. Like if it was like because, a Saturday,
well,
I
will say,
that nap.
You would drink a lot of coffee. You were drinking like fucking espressos. Like it was just
Yeah, I was working 12 water. Or 13 hour day.
Yeah. So
now
that
I can do a
12
or 13
really
hour day without the coffee to get me through there.
Yeah. No, that's really good.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the house thing for a second?
Love talking about the house.
Only because we've never fought as much as we fought or have fought the past few weeks. And we've gotten through some, like, I would say 2 big fights. Shall we share? We don't have to go into detail, but like, because look, they say when you buy a house, when you get married, when there's a death, when there's a move, all these things bring up a lot of emotion. And it definitely did for us, or at least for me. And I think that we deal with things differently. I am more diarrhea of the mouth. You suppress your emotions until something happens and you bottle it up and then you explode.
I don't okay. Would go as far as explode.
I mean, you know, like a soda can and it falls and then you pick it up and then you open it and then
or
it
a
just,
bottle of champagne and you spray it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For like a celebration.
Yeah. But yeah, the first fight was about what? No, I can't even remember.
I don't remember the details of either fight. It's just the fact that there was fights.
Yeah, a lot of fights. And we got through them, though, I have to say. Not immediately, because I am more of a immediate resolver. I like to fight it out, and then I like to like kiss and make up, because I hate going to bed angry.
And I'm the opposite.
Yeah. He needs to walk away, which I fucking hurt. But I get it. I get it the next day because I also need to relax and just like calm down. But I will say I slept on the couch the second time.
And I will say both times there was alcohol involved though.
There was alcohol involved,
you know,
which is always the worst.
We're stressed, emotional. It's a true struggle buying a house. Like, I don't know, when people say, oh, you need to buy a house, misery loves company. Because I don't know why anybody would want to go through this to buy a house. It's like, I could leave it. Because of that stress that's involved in it. And like a lot of unknown stress, right? It could just be signing paperwork. Because we're all busy in life. And then you add this. And it's almost like that rush to the finish line is like a full-time job. Because it's like, oh, today you have to be at the bank by 9. Oh, you need to sign this document, right? Because we send it to you. It's a constant fire drill. Yeah. And you're just incorporating that into your already busy life. You have Piper. We have, you know.
Businesses.
We're just constantly busy, right? So adding that in, and then you, and I always believe this, you sprinkle in alcohol. If you're happy, it should make you happier. If you're stressed, it's going to put you on edge even more.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it did both times.
Yeah, I agree. And I also, for me, I don't know why it brought up so much emotion. I think I did a post the other day about, I went back to the gym for the first time in God knows how long.
Oh, I do remember this one.
Yeah. And I, because his mom came in town, I was like, you know what? She's going to watch Piper's. I'm going to go to the gym. And I have access to, I don't have a membership anywhere, but I have access to my mom's gym, at her apartment complex, which is where I used to live. And so I went to the gym and it brought a flood of emotion, or emotions. And in the moment it was like, it was just like highs and lows and walking down memory lane. And I guess I didn't realize the impact it made on me until much later, but I did a post about it and I was talking about how, you know, thinking back and just like being in that gym, I was like, holy shit, I used to live here. I would wake up, I would go to the gym. I would go to work. I'd go to the gym. I would literally be there at least 3 times a day. Not including yoga and all the things, you know? And I was, and it just brought back like kind of an ugly feeling because I was so obsessed with it and like my health and what I looked like and what I was putting in my mouth. And I didn't have an eating disorder by any means, but I was just so incredibly cautious about, you know, all of that. And I think it was because of my surroundings and who I was hanging out with and, just like the culture that I was around that made me feel as though I needed to keep up with the Joneses, you know? And if the Joneses felt fat, imagine how I was going to feel. Right. And so I think for me, it was just like, it was just bringing up so many different emotions. And so, and then after that, obviously I got pregnant and, but I will say between the time that I was like that, and then I met you, and I got pregnant. I wasn't as bad. But you know, when you get pregnant, it's hard to keep up that, you know, lifestyle, and your body's going to do what it's going to do, and seeing your body change, right, and whether it's stretch marks or, you know, cellulite or just your jeans not fitting the way they used to, or your arms getting fat, or your double chin, or shit that's just bound to happen, or your stretch marks on your boobs. I mean, it's just like all the things that should be so beautiful. It's like, who fucking cares, right? You're creating a human, which is like the most important thing in the world, but you still, I think at some point we all have this, we're all a little vain, you know? Anyways, and then obviously my life sort of taking a turn and then my body not going, jumping or getting back into it, for whatever reason that was, right? Whether I wasn't motivated anymore or just being exhausted or postpartum and all of that. And then.
Or just being okay with it. Maybe you're just okay with it.
Maybe I was okay. But yeah. I don't know if I was okay with it. I think I was, well, there was a pandemic.
Exactly. There was a pandemic. There was a lot of things.
I didn't have a job. I was postpartum. I was trying to figure it out. And so, yeah. And so I think it was just such a drastic change, right? Physically, forget about the emotional and the mental part, but like physically seeing your body have that is just gnarly, you know? And then I started getting to this point where I was like, I started talking to myself differently. I started looking at my body differently. I started changing the way that I was dressing, right? And it was almost like, why am I stuck in this idea of like a crop top and a fucking booty short, right? Like that's not my body anymore. And that's okay. And now maybe it's just fitting the clothes on my new beautiful body, right? And so it's just like, it was a massive, like, and it took every day was just like a constant, challenge and a struggle, but it was just like talking to myself constantly. Right. Changing who you follow on Instagram, right. Changing just like your group and your friends and your whatever. Anyways, all those things really made a difference. And I'm at a point today where, you know, I go to that gym, the same gym, and I'm a completely different human. like completely different person, you know? And I'm curvier and I'm a little thicker and I'm happier and I'm lumpier, but more confident. And it's, and I feel like, and now I'm a mom and I feel like that's its own superhuman strength in its own, you know, in its own right. And so I'm going to get to the point, you guys, I promise. So I'm going through this in, through this whole thing in the matter of like, it's like hitting me like a bunch of like flashing memories and emotions. Right. And so I leave the gym and I'm like, holy shit. And I'm so proud of myself. Right. And I'm having all this internal dialogue. And then that night I'm home with you. And I think we had had like a glass of wine or that we had something, a kombucha or something, nothing crazy. And we're, I think I was trying to tell you what I was going through. Right.
Yeah. You asked if I saw your post.
Yeah. I said, did you see my post?
I haven't seen your post.
And then, and so then I was trying to explain to him what I was going through and that I think as a woman, right, you're trying to be sexy for your partner. You're trying to like, you're working out for yourself. Yes, fine. But you're also working out so that you look good in that damn bikini. So that he says, damn, baby, you look hot. There is that underlying, like doing it for that person, you know? And so I think a lot of that for me as well is doing it for you too, right? So that you feel like I didn't let myself go, or because you have those concerns of like, oh God, does he think I'm this or does he think I'm that? And that was a lot of my past, which I'm trying to break those habits. And I feel like I'm getting better at now. Not that I don't care about what you think, but it's more about like, if I exude confidence, I think that's sexy.
Correct.
Right. And so it's like owning it, owning your skin, owning where you're at, but yes, being healthy still. Right. So I'm trying to explain that to you. And then I feel like your response wasn't what I was looking for. Would you say?
I would definitely say that.
Because you are a man of many, 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 many few words. Of little words. And so when you don't say anything, it just, I think that just like triggered me immediately. Of like, okay, so nothing, like fucking nothing.
And then it turned into a really fun conversation. Wow, it was a great night.
No, but I think a lot of women deal with this and a lot of couples deal with this, you know? It's a huge part of, I think, the woman. Like, we're the ones having to carry this child and do all these things or go through whatever procedure we're going through, whatever that is. And then there's the man that's just like, meh. But yet you guys feel so much. So it's almost like, just tell me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of processing. When you drop it like that, and it was like a 15-minute conversation, clearly one-sided because it was how you were feeling. And then at the end, you want me to say whatever that you want me to say, and then, but you don't tell me what you want me to say. It's very hard. It's very hard for me, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, okay, I get it.
Hear you.
I hear you. And then you want me to, you know, go on about whatever the case may be. So it was, and then I was in the shower for part of the time. So then in the water, I can't hear every word that you're saying anyways. And it's just an awkward.
Didn't hear half the shit I was telling you in there?
I didn't say half. I was in the shower. So it's like, I was like, yeah, you know, and then I have to open up the door to make sure I could hear you. And then, you know,
so like, what you're saying is you really heard it for the first time right now.
Yes, exactly. And it was very beautiful. Mm. It was much more beautiful than the, you know,
it was much. Because I was more telling you in the moment of like, you know, I just had this moment where I felt good. Blah, blah, blah. I know.
Yeah. The first part sounded great.
I just wanted to, hear more. I wanted, then I got angry.
Yeah, I was like, I feel great. I feel confident. And I'm like, yeah, that's beautiful, you know? And then it's like, then I get in the shower and then all of a sudden, by the time I'm out, it's a bad conversation and she's angry.
Well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, maybe this is what you should be saying, not me.
No, I should say it.
Yeah.
You want me to say it?
Yeah. At the end of the day, what?
At the end of the day.
Let's see if you can fill in what I want you to say.
At the end of the day, and I would speak for myself, I probably can confidently speak for everybody listening, that you are more beautiful of a person now than what you were before. Because of your confidence, because of being a mother, because of just the happiness that you have now, right?
Yeah.
And I think we can all say that to you. And we love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you very much. And you're part of that, you know? You're part of this new world, this new chapter. And I have to say, I feel like I'm the happiest I've ever been.
I can confidently say I'm the only part of it that really isn't your family.
What do you mean?
As far as the new chapter, there's a couple.
You and Piper. You know,
yeah, no, but me and Piper. But I mean, as far outside of your sisters and your mom that hang out all the time. Myself and Piper are the only ones in the new world that get to see you every day in this new rather than the old. And that's exciting.
It is. And I feel like you guys just have a huge part in making me feel like I am enough, you know, that I am seen, that I have a voice, that I am loved. And it doesn't feel exhausting, right? And I would say that if you're going through something where you just are constantly feeling like you're exhausted by the end of the day, or something's taking too much energy, or too much, just if it's not filling you and it's exhausting you, you need to cut that shit out of your life. And I know it's hard and it's easier said than done, but you just have to start baby steps. Like, just maybe don't make plans with that friend, or if it's someone at work, just like, don't take those lunches with them. Just start slow. But I'm telling you, you will be so much happier if you just start to be around people who actually genuinely want good for you and who want to see you succeed and aren't just telling you shit to your face and then talking shit behind your back. Like, all of that will make you a completely different person, you know?
And I think happiness heals everything, right? I think it can physically heal ailments. I think it definitely mentally and emotionally heal a lot of things, is that just little bit of sprinkle of happiness.
I mean, imagine what stress can do, right? Yeah. To your body. You can lose your hair. You could physically, like, almost die, right? Cause heart attack. I mean, stress can literally cause so many things. Can literally kill you. And yet, happiness, right?
We don't talk enough about it.
I think we need to stop focusing on the negative, more on the positive.
Yep.
Do shit that makes you happy.
Be happy.
Be happy. And on that note, we're going to be happy in Paris.
We are.
Can we make a pact not to fight?
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm good.
We have rarely oughten.
Oughten? I don't know if that's a word.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We have barely fought.
Eh.
I don't know. Yeah, we've only had, I would say, maybe on my hand, like 5 major fights in the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one too many.
And 2 of them
were in the last
2 weeks because we were buying a house.
Yay!
But now we bought the house. Now the trip is, I would say, now behind us, because we've already done all the stressful shit for it. And now moving forward, I feel like we're good.
Yep.
Right? We're cognizant of what we're going through, finances. And I don't know. I feel like everything is, knock on wood, pretty damn good. And if filler's the worst thing on that list, then we're good, right?
That's right. Besides the fact that you're beautiful and you don't need fillers. I love you.
You too. Thanks for coming on, even though I talked about 90% of the time. Sounds like Scott.
Hey.
Talked about.
But didn't we all learn you. Something today?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all that matters, right?
That's right.
Bon voyage.
Bonsoir.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I love chatting with Mr. Riley. We had a good time. All right, guys. Love you all. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, go sign up for that newsletter. And I will see you all next week. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.